Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oi, oi, Musselman. I'm Pete Donaldson. I'm joined by Luke Moore.
All right.
I'm good. I'm good, mate. You all right?
Yeah, so good. What's going on?
Staying out of trouble?
I have been staying out of trouble, actually.
Staying off the sweet Mary Jane.
Well, that's a question for you, not for me.
Hey,
what's
come
the latest,
on.
What's the latest on that?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
What?
The weed vape.
I don't drink at home, so I'm not going to start a career of weeding at home.
Well, what's happened to it?
Getting up close and personal with the old Sensimilia.
So you're not using
puff,
it anymore?
Pass. What?
You're not using it anymore?
No. I'm going to snap it off and go, I've got to get rid of the muck. Get the muck out of my veins.
Well, I noticed at the weekend just gone that Ross Barkley, midfielder for Chelsea.
What? He started blazing 420.
He's got asthma.
Yeah?
He was using an inhaler before he came on.
You'll probably tell by... okay. I wonder what the... I use a steroid one every day.
He's probably not allowed to use certain
probably
ones.
Probably not allowed to use certain ones, yeah. Got to keep it under control. But he's still got, I imagine he's still got a proper engine on him. I had a problem with, like, when I was in Seville. I had, I don't know what it was, maybe it was the oranges in the air, but my asthma was
maybe
pretty,
it was the oranges in the air.
Yeah, oranges in the air.
How would that affect it?
I don't know. I mean, it's quite a strong smell, isn't it? I don't know.
So how many oranges were there around?
Lots. Imagine, like, a lot of oranges. They're everywhere.
Are they?
Bloody everywhere. They're like crabgrass.
I don't know what that is.
It's just bad grass. Naughty grass.
When we were walking back, we were walking somewhere the other day, you and I.
I was walking.
You look like Cannibal Lee there.
Thank you. I'm wearing a granddad collar.
You are, actually. You are wearing a round neck collar. Is that what they call it? A granddad collar?
Mm. Remember the classic 90s Newcastle United granddad collar?
Yeah, shirts? I do.
Should bring that back.
Reminds me of Philippe Albert.
It would do, yeah.
When you and I were walking the other day, you turned and you said to me, and you don't remember saying this probably, but I made a note of it. You said, imagine if you only had one punch that was the strength of Anthony Joshua's. When would you use it?
Yeah.
And I've been thinking about that.
Right.
And
you'd be spark out, mate.
And while I was thinking about it, you would knock me out. Yeah. when would you use it if you only had one punch that you knew you could draw on, like a power-up? When would you use it?
Parochial kebab shop. Punching machine.
No way, it's a waste. It's an absolute waste. You're not going to use it.
Yeah, but that's quantifiable. Because I could get lucky. I could get lucky with a punch and just catch someone on the cheek. And
so you want your score? It's a typical Donaldson answer. You want your score on the scoreboard.
Yeah,
so you
exactly,
know it happened.
For once.
It would look so weird coming from you, that punch.
Yeah. Bang. They'd be like, what the fuck just happened? The kebab shop owners would be like, what? It'd be like that scene in Gospel or where the hell you, that horrible video.
Oh, Ken's Kebabs
Ken's
in Portsmouth.
Ken's Kebabs in Portsmouth.
Would you then just walk out, jacket over your shoulders? See you later, yeah?
See you next week, guys. Never go in there again.
No, ever. Never, never. Yeah. So you wouldn't use it on another human being. That's quite admirable, really.
Yeah. Pacifist. I'd wait until a girl was in there. Go, watch this, hun. Smack.
Any girl.
Any girl. Yeah, any woman.
Yeah. Is it fair or unfair to say that if she was the type of girl to be impressed by that.
Not the girl for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. The rest of my time with her would be very disappointing.
I'm chiefly thinking of expectations.
Yeah, exactly,
you've
yeah.
not managed her expectations yeah. there. You wouldn't use it on another person's head?
No. Of course I would. It's the first thing I'd do.
Who's mine?
No, it'd just be somebody who's being a dick. And like, yeah. You'd be like, oh, is this the one? Is this the goal? You wouldn't want to use it the way. You'd be worried about, like, killing
repercussions,
a person. Repercussions, yeah.
Yeah. And don't forget, Anthony Joshua's is normally firmly ensconced in quite a big glove, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. Well, he punched one of those punching machines on Graham Norton, I think.
Did he?
And he got a pretty good score, turns out.
That's what it was. It was he didn't break the machinery.
He didn't know. I think
he was going full pelt.
Well, I'm surprised he was allowed to do it, because like you're punching with your hand,
yeah,
like a bit of metal in a punch.
I think if they go, because Carl Froch once said, another obviously a very successful super middleweight boxer, he said that if you go full out without gloves on, you break your hands.
Right, yeah,
because
your body.
Your muscles are so built up, you're so powerful that you break your hand.
Could you?
So Josh would probably give it a little tap
in boxing. If you got, can you imagine how many meetings we had about that machine? They bring the machine in. Anthony Joshua like knocks it to death, and can you imagine how many BBC meetings there will have been about that?
Oh yeah.
What happens if he breaks his hands?
Ever since Bobby Davro fell over in that stop and broke his face.
In boxing, has anyone ever punched both fists at the same time?
I don't think so, mate. No.
On each side of the head.
Don't think.
Why
so,
not?
Mate. Would you like that to be your special move?
Like that. just two hands, just like a big two puncher. It would really like knock seven bells at you, because you'd be like, that would probably knock you out, because you'd be like, all a knockout is your brain wobbling around, isn't it? So, poof.
Imagine if there's a boxing trainer at the top level listening to this right now. And
go
the next time
I've
you watch a big pay-per-view fight, his fighter does that. You could claim it.
It looked better than the McGregor fight. Come on.
I didn't see that. That's UFC. That's not boxing.
Yeah, it's still punching.
It's not
it?
The sweet science, though, baby.
It's sweet science.
And Peter, on that Aaron Hernandez documentary you talked about on Monday, there's a bit in that, isn't there? He punches a barman in the head and bursts his eardrum.
Right. Yeah. Weird. And I think
he doesn't get charges pressed.
I got the feeling that he that the barman didn't want to. I think it was the manager, wasn't it? I think it was the manager of the place. I didn't think he wanted to prevent more footballers from arriving at the bar.
Well, also, I think University of Florida is a big deal. It's Gainesville, isn't it? It's a big deal. I think it takes
Rock
over
City.
The whole town.
Rock City, baby.
The Gators run that town. It's like you and me, Pete.
We're the Shark.
We're the Gators of Stakhanov. So you would just you'd use you had a God given right to have like a genie's wish where you could punch like AJ for one punch only, and you've answered that you would use it in a. On a punching machine in a provincial kebab house.
Yeah. Or two halves of an Anthony Joshua punch to each side of someone's head. I call it the Donny Ringer.
You're going to dilute that into two punches of half strength.
Yeah, exactly.
And Donny ring them around the head.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you not at least do it in a circus, a travelling circus punching machine?
No.
You might not get out alive if you did
that. No.
People would want a piece of the action, wouldn't they? Did that. They'd be like, that guy's not leaving. He's joining this circus.
Yeah.
We're going to be millionaires.
You were great at the start of this. Now you're terrible.
Yeah. Why have you never been able to replicate that first punch? did you see this in the news over the weekend? Vernon Kruger, who has not set foot on the ground since November, is attempting to break the pole-sitting world record and has so far lived for 2 months in a regulation size barrel at the top of a pole, 25 meters above the ground.
No, well, it's just kind of like, because that, what was that, a thing, people sitting on a pole on a little kind of ledge? I sort of remember that from the Beano. A lot of my knowledge.
Did David Blaine do that?
Nah, he was like in a box, wasn't he?
Oh yeah,
people were like whacking golf balls at him,
people
in chucking
London, cheeseburgers at him.
Yeah,
that's so good about the British, like he did that in New York for a while, didn't he? And everyone was like, oh, he's so amazing,
so respectful.
In the UK, about 2 hours in, cheeseburger on the side of the person, bang,
fuck off, Blaine.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
This guy's sat up there in a barrel. He has to sleep in the barrel. It's equipped with a drainage system so he can
piss,
do number ones and number twos, and he has been washing twice a week in a small basin, and his team are hoisting food up in a wicker basket.
Game boys. Is he allowed all mod cons?
I think he should be able to, shouldn't he? He's only got to stay up there. The record set in 1997, he's about to break it. He set it himself. So he's done it before. He already owns the record.
Just do it like 1 minute after.
Have you got nothing on, Vernon? Are you the most uninteresting man in the world because you want to break your own record in South Africa of sat up at the top of a...
at the height of summer. Why would he do that now?
Southern Hemisphere, mate, isn't it? Yeah, so he's probably
boiling
red hot.
Absolutely red hot.
Name of the town he lives in? Dulstrom.
Nice, that works.
Genuinely true, Dulstrom.
Mm.
How long would you last at the top of a barrel?
I mean, it depends. I mean, I could... If I had a good video game, a few hours, and slid down.
What's your idea of a good video game?
This is boring. It would have to be something like Zelda, wouldn't it? It would have to be something Fallout 3 or something.
I can only do a couple of hours on each, though.
Yeah, because your battery runs out. Get it plugged in, mate. Yeah. Have you got a one-use Nintendo Switch? Can't use it anymore. Died. 2 hours.
Yeah, that's what it lasts for. Yeah. That's why it's not worth it. Not worth the money. And I also enjoyed this story, which is actually from the middle of last year, from Guardian, who, by the way, are doing something I think is quite good, particularly in this era of disinformation.
Right.
If you click on a Guardian news article, or anyway, any article really, and it's old, it tells you. So you don't think, oh God, this is just happening.
Right, yeah.
It comes up with a big yellow banner saying this article is more than 7 months old.
I like the Facebook thing of when people post bullshit and like viral bullshit. It doesn't delete the viral bullshit, but it basically says, this has been fact checked and it's known to be bollocks. Which is really nice. It really helps people.
But do people believe it though?
What do you mean?
Best thing is it should not be up there, isn't it?
Well, is that needless censorship? Like, I think fact checking something is pretty good. Like, because people can watch it and then maybe apply that same slightly more stringent faculty to other videos that they see and go, is this real? Is this also just not being checked by Facebook?
But I kind of feel it's a bit like, you know, someone taking drugs and people, rather than stopping them taking drugs, people just say, well, that's bad for you.
Yeah. Well, or this is how to do it responsibly. This is how to consume media responsibly. That's how you should do it.
I think there should be a minimum standard of
truth
to any kind of thing that purports to be what it is.
Well, what's satire then? Come on, where would that leave the day to day?
Fox News are not doing satire.
No,
it might look like they are, but
Fox News
not.
Will have an argument to sort of say, why are they allowed to do satire and we can't talk utter shit?
Yeah. It's not easy, is
one
it?
One rule for one.
Not easy.
I mean, a lot of their stuff does look and stink like satire, doesn't it, really?
Yes.
Very interesting.
I was going to say, Bob Hawke, this story is about. So the reason I like this is because it's just the most Australian story ever.
Mm.
Bob Hawke is a former Prime Minister of Australia.
Yes.
And in Oxford, when he was studying as a Rhodes Scholar between 1953 and 1956. I don't know why he cares about this, and I don't know why anyone cares about this.
Mm.
But so basically, to put it in perspective, in 1954, so how many years ago is that? 60 years ago, 60-odd years ago, right? He sculled a yard of ale in 11 seconds, which at the time
that's a good time.
Was a world record. It's 2.5 pints.
Mm.
In 11 seconds.
Yeah, that's decent. That is decent.
Yeah. So now he's probably going to be formally honoured with a blue plaque.
Lovely.
So the list of people who have been honoured in Oxford with a blue plaque are Edwin Halley's Comet, Lawrence of Arabia, J.R. Tolkien, Roger Bannister, 4 Minute Mile.
Mm.
It's going to be placed in St. Helens Passage, where the Turf Tavern, where the pub was, where his record was widely believed to have been set. He went on to become the Prime Minister of Australia.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
this is what he's going to be known for in Oxford. So, good stuff. 11-second mark. Apparently, it's still talked about in hushed tones around Oxford, even though it was 60-odd years ago.
I'm pretty quick with the old pint. I would like to actually try to... It's very difficult because it comes at you thick and fast, doesn't it, the old yard? I'm quite good at down and pints.
My only memory of yards. Are you really? I've never seen you down a pint.
What?
I've never seen you do one.
I can down a pint.
I believe you.
Yeah.
If you could down one pint, only one in your life. So I tell you what, if you could.
I get one punch, one pint.
If you could break the record set by Bob Hawke for downing a yard of ale, when would you choose to do it?
Again, kebab shop. Why's that man brought a yard of ale? Wow.
The only memory I have of a yard of ale is when I was at university on Wednesday night, which is the sports night, the rugby team used to bring it out.
Mm.
But I never got involved.
Chris Mars's brother once downed a full yard of ale.
Well, tell us more about that.
Well, I wasn't necessarily there for it, but Mark Haynes, who does Wrestle Me, was obsessed with how good it was. It really downed it really quickly, Kieran Moyles.
The thing is, on one hand, you think...
What
it's
a
childish.
Story.
It's pointless. But on the other hand, it is really impressive.
Well, yeah, it's childish, but it's very old school. So it's like if you like sat and down pints, people. It's the sort of people who would like quaff beer, are the same people who would get involved with the Yard of Ale. It's not necessarily a young man's game, which you'd probably kind of like attribute to that kind of behaviour to.
You know those kind of guys, they're normally older guys who like, I don't know, your dad's
very strong, have very strong opinions about Doombar.
Not necessarily that, but I just, there are certain blokes who, to me, in my experience, there's two types of kind of pub bloke.
Right.
In this context. One is like when you get a bit older, you can't really drink anymore and you get pissed off like a couple of pints. And my dad's a bit like that. If he has like 3 pints now, you can tell he's been drinking. Mm. And then you get the other kind of older fella who can just put it away.
Yeah.
And the second category there, I've got a mate who actually now works in a pub, older than me. He's probably in his 50s or whatever. And he, if you sit down and have a pint with him, when he sips the pint, but half the pint's gone.
It's gone.
it's mad. Yeah. It's absolutely mad. And if you're that kind of person, I reckon you could probably do a Bob Hawke fairly easily.
Yeah.
You're telling me you are that kind of person.
I'm just, we could do 2 pints of water, maybe. See how quick I do that.
We'll do that later. I'll have a look. I'll watch it. I've got a litre in the Nalgene here.
What's that? Like, what's a litre?
Well, a pint is 568 millilitres. That's almost 2 pints.
I mean, that looks like a lot, doesn't it?
Could you do that? Could you do the Nalgene?
A litre in what? 20 seconds?
No way. You could never do that.
Well, I could do a litre in 20 seconds. Very easily.
Right. You can fill. I'm going to go fill it up.
That's going to take ages to fill.
You're ready.
All right. Okay. I'll read out a couple of emails. Can I read out Murray Jim's email about what he found in his attic? All right. Murray Jim says, I don't have an attic, but I found a clear model of Morph made by an actual Aardman Animations bloke. Makes you think about Tony Hart and the wonderful Left Bank 2 by the Novel Tones. And he's attached a beautiful picture of a lovely little clay model of Morph. But the thing is with Morph is he's actually got it in frame. He's got a radiator in frame. So Morph is kind of like hovering over the radiator. Can you like keep plasticine for a long time?
No, I wouldn't do that.
It must be in a case or something.
I wouldn't do that if I were him. I wouldn't put it there. I did enjoy the email. I love Murray as well. Mm. So there we go, right. I've got 1,000 millilitres, aka a litre, in this Nalgene bottle.
Right, how much is that? How much is that in pint-wise? Just under a pint?
No, it's just under 2 pints.
Right.
Yeah. And you're going to take the ad break to compose yourself whenever you're ready. And then when we come back, we will do some emails eventually, but when we come back, you are going to open the second half by downing a litre of water, and I'm going to time it.
All right.
See you in a minute.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces 3 thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Okay for macho men to show every emotion available right there, you know, because I've cried 1,000 times, I'm going to cry some more.
Oh, his voice is amazing. It's just the weirdest voice. No one speaks like that. Is that from Going Live in the 90s?
That is from Going Live in the 90s. Yeah.
Okay, so people were listening with bated breath before.
I kind of need a wee, that's a problem.
You'll need a wee after.
Shall I pause the edit now, go for a wee, and I'll come back, and then I'll be game ready. Does that work?
You go for a wee and I'll feel.
All right, okay.
Yeah, nice one.
One eternity later.
And he's back.
Right.
He's prepped. He's ready to go.
I'm empty.
It's a litre.
It's a litre, right? So I'm going to...
Leroy litre.
I'm going to film it, which will also serve as a timer.
Mm.
So when you're ready to open the Nalgene...
I can open the Nalgene already, and then
I'll let you decide how fast you think you can do it. Into what do you think would be a good time for you?
So what was the record? 13 with
he's done two and a half pints in 11 seconds. You ain't doing that.
No, I'm not doing that. 20 seconds.
You reckon you could down that liter of water?
I'll have a good go
in 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
Right.
I'll count you in.
All right.
Three.
Don't look at me.
Three, two, one, go. I tell you what, it's actually very good. It's very, very intense. It's very intense. And you're almost done. He's actually sailing through it. It's not bad. It's not done. Done. Okay. That was, Peter, you managed to do that.
The lip didn't help.
Mate, you managed to do that in 26 seconds. That's actually very good.
See, if I didn't have to pause.
How do you feel now? Are you going to get through the rest of the show?
I feel terrible.
Do you?
Oh, my body's gone big.
How would it be affected? How would it be affected if that was lager, because it's fizzy, right?
Yeah. No, I'd probably have to go for a normal beer.
Oh no! right.
All right. Good. Let's. Do you want to do an email, Peter?
No, God, no.
Okay. Do you want me to do an email?
Yes, please.
All right. Here we go. Here's an email from Matt in Edinburgh, who's emailed hello@lukeandpeteshow.com, and he says, "Hello, chaps. Back home, my mum's in New. Just take a moment to compose yourself, mate.
Okay.
Back at my mum's home." In New Brighton for the weekend, and what better time to head up into the loft in search of treasure? And bingo, see attached pick for Jackpot Hall. Yes, my brother's PC accessory, some of which at least I hope will give Pete a warm nostalgia glow, particularly the games controller, which I'm sure had Nintendo lawyers knocking on Logic 3's door due to the overtly heavy SNES influence. But best of all, is the official Neighbours Annual 1990. A trip down memory lane and no mistake. I hadn't thought about most of these characters for almost 30 years, yet just one glance at their faces and their names come flooding back to mind. Particularly impressive considering I seem to have no memory capacity whatsoever for remembering the names of any of my close friends' children. Digging deep into the annual's content brought back even more memories, the big hair, the countless pop crossovers, the far from seamless switching of actresses playing the same character, which is a very popular 90s trend if I remember rightly. See also Pippa in Home and Away, and the Fresh Prince's Aunt Vivian. What I have no recollection of reading as a 10-year-old is the dark tone shift and questionable language usage of the first few paragraphs of the Guy Pearce article. Have you got it there?
Yes, I have.
Do you want to read it?
Is it the guy Pearce? Oh, yeah. Who we got? Mr. Nice Guy, Guy Pearce. So what, the start of it, yeah?
Yeah, but take it under advice because it's kind of problematic.
It's kind of dark. Okay. Handsome British-born guy, Pierce has worked hard for success. Personal tragedies in his life have been part of the motivation for him to do well. Hard times are not a new thing to Guy. He lost his father when he was only 8 years old. I remember the actual day. My mum broke the news to me. I didn't crack up and turn into an emotional wreck, but I did sit and wonder whether life was fair. At least I was old enough to remember my dad with affection. Wow, yeah. Second family tragedy that, guys, 22-year-old sister Tracy is mentally retarded.
You can't say that.
Can't say that you anymore, can you?
Can't say that.
Can't say that anymore.
I don't even know if you could say that then.
No.
To be honest.
No, you certainly couldn't say that then.
And he also finishes the interview by saying he would love to make records one day.
What an interesting... I mean, because it's quite light. There's like a little family tree for neighbours. And then we turn to that. Mr. Nice Guy, who's the former holder of the Victoria Teenage Bodybuilder title. Mm. He's very unequivocal about his family and his past. So, a little bit dark.
That's what you're going to find in the attic. I found an FA England annual from exactly 1990 as well. Word searches in it.
Lovely.
All sorts going on. Peter Beardsley in it. He can't get an interview these days, can he? Luckily,
he's not coming on Ramble Meets anytime soon.
No, you say that.
We'd have him.
We was offered.
Were we?
We were offered.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, we were offered.
That's disappointing, isn't it?
I know. Yeah. But yeah, thanks for sending that in, Matt. That was problematic. But I guess if I'm going to ask people to go up into their attic and find things from 30 years ago,
yep.
I'll be honest, at some point I thought it might be a bit worse.
So it's a copy of Micro Machines on PC, a Skyhawk's Quick Shot. They used to be good, Quick Shot.
What's that?
Joypad. It's like a little, looks more like a flight sim kind of analog / digital joystick. And the PC Sprint Pad is one of those kind of like third party controllers, but I guess on the PC there weren't any first party controllers, so yeah, it's a lovely classic little PC pad. I was playing Sensible World Soccer last week, I tell you.
Yeah, nice.
Sensible World Soccer. Some maniac has gone back and reprogrammed the database for the original Sensible World Soccer with all new players, like the players now in
the
league.
Brilliant.
So you can play as Newcastle United with all of the players that we've
but
got
you
now.
But the old ones.
A little bit. And so, yeah, it's really, really fun. And I preferred the managerial side of Sensible World of Soccer. I didn't actually like playing it. It's quite hard to do on the keyboard.
They didn't have the rights, did they? They used to have to do like a funny...
They didn't have the rights, but I think back then, when they started doing them, just do my pants back up.
You could have like a crisp 11, couldn't you, as well, on Sensible World of Soccer?
Yeah, that was the custom teams. You could have anything. I loved Sensible. It's such a good game. But I played 10 seasons of... if you ever fancy a couple of hours of fun, download on Good Old Games, it's like £4 or something, the original Sensible World of Soccer. Get the update that updates it with 2020's teams. And
is it available for Mac?
I think DOSBox is available for Macs. I think it might be, yeah.
Okay.
Download that, update it, and just have a couple of hours playing the managerial side of Sensible World of Soccer. You will have a ball. It took me right back to being 16 and playing with my Amiga in my bedroom.
I used to love Sensible World of Soccer. I used to love Super Kickoff as well. Can I put something out there as well? I don't know anyone else who had this game, but it was amazing. And if you had it, pipe up. hello@lukeandpeacher.com. There used to be this amazing, I want to say board game, but it wasn't really a board game. It was this game called Crossbows and Catapults.
Yeah, that rings a bell.
Do you remember it? And you used to build your own castle.
Yes.
And then your opponent would build a castle over the other side of the room. And you had a crossbow and a catapult. And you could fire these red or blue sort of tokens to try and knock their castle down.
It's a little, those kind of games are quite popular nowadays, the old castle builder sort of things. But yeah, like...
It wasn't a video game. It's like a real game.
Okay.
It's a real game. So you build it yourself on one side of the room and they build on the other side of the room. And you had like a elastic band sort of loaded crossbow and catapult with these like little counters.
What a wonderful game.
It's brilliant because was I using the tokens and the counters to ping them at my sister's head? Yes, I was. Was I using it to ping it across the lino floor for my then cat Jasper to chase him around? Yes, I was.
Could a cat choke on that?
Pardon?
Could a cat choke on the little pebbles?
No, they're quite big.
Okay.
The cat did eventually die, but it wasn't crossbow or catapult related. Yeah. Have you got any more emails, Pete? Because I am out.
Oh, you're out. Hang on.
Oh, you better set the homework.
I'll set the homework for next week.
Do your jingle.
I mean, I don't even know where that is.
Do your homework, jingle, baby.
The moment you bite into a topic.
It's about the topics, isn't it?
Yeah, there you go.
The topic for next week will be... did you get a free DVD with your DVD player? And if so, what was it?
Wow.
Wow. We might not make a whole episode of those.
Did you get a DVD free with it? So can you give people an example?
A lot of DVD players came with like 10 free DVDs.
Right.
And I want to know what yours came with.
I didn't even know
that.
And
if you even watched it.
I'm going to
have to ask
my parents.
Master and Commander or something like that. And also, stuff you found in your garden. Let's have two topics just in case. Have you ever found something weird in your garden? A person, an animal, mineral, vegetable?
Like my mate Woody, who buries stuff in his garden and digs it up.
Exactly. That kind of behaviour. But I mean, he knows it's there. That's not a surprise.
He sent me a picture on WhatsApp this week because he listens to the Luke and Pete show. Mm. So he heard me talking about him burying things in the garden and digging them up. And he sent me this. Just a pig's head.
That looks like the pig has burrowed out.
Up to its head.
I said, hello, what's going on in here?
So he's gone to the butcher, he's got a pig head, he's going to bury that in the garden next.
Why? Wow, we'll keep that again? Oh, because to make it a skeleton.
Skull.
Skeleton.
So he puts it on his mantelpiece.
Lovely.
And he said to me, when I last saw him,
I haven't got a problem.
My work will only be finished when my skull completes the set.
That is lovely.
Yeah, so we'll keep you posted. Rob, if you're listening, which I know you are, do send in regular missives on the progress of the pig's head you have now almost certainly buried in your back garden with your two sons. They've helped him bury it. He's not buried them.
No.
Sorry, I should have made that clear.
But, you know, it's a gateway drug.
Who knows what's next? Who knows what's next? All right, thanks for listening to the Luke and Pete show. Do take your homework seriously. Get it in on time for next week. It is, what free DVDs do you get with your DVD player? Or what have you found in your garden?
Yeah, Luke needs to set these, don't they?
I think it's a good one. We'll see how we get on. Have a great weekend. Look after yourselves and each other. Hello at lukeandpeach.com to get in touch. And we'll see you on Monday.
Sorry about all the burping.
Very impressive, that leaf of water.
Was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.